A young Wilmington resident has turned his focus to housing affordability and youth homelessness, drawing from his personal experience with housing instability. He emphasizes the urgency of the growing issue and advocates for action. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more.
In the heart of the west side of Wilmington, 23-year-old Brandon Fletcher found himself contending with a reality all too familiar to many young adults in his community: housing insecurity. The latest point in time count from the Delaware Continuum of Care highlights a significant and unforeseen increase in youth homelessness. The point in time count is an annual census conducted to estimate the number of people experiencing homelessness on a given night. Rachel Stucker, the executive director of the Housing Alliance Delaware, explained that despite the growing numbers, many young people choose not to be included in the count.
In the last 2023 point in time count, 30%, so one in three people experiencing homelessness in Delaware were under the age of 24. Most of those folks, about 26% of those folks, were under the age of 18, were children in families. About 5% were young adults between the ages of 18 and 24.
While those numbers may be shocking to some, they don't surprise Fletcher. Fletcher vividly recalls his family juggling several jobs while struggling with the challenges of renting. The pandemic served as a turning point, compelling him to confront the issues directly.
I could remember as early as maybe 8, 9 years old, my parents having arguments and fights about the rent, getting an eviction notice on the door, and wondering if we would have somewhere to stay at the end of, at the first of the month.
Fresh out of Wilmington University with a degree in public policy, Fletcher went into his career and embraced independent living. He gained insight into housing challenges and began to recognize the struggles of the young homeless population.
The hidden homelessness is the people who are on the couches, who are surfing from home to home, room to room, just trying to get by. This is the reality for a lot of people. I know personally, I've had friends who I've had to let stay with me because they were evicted, they have had judgments against them, and they couldn't find somewhere to go.
Not so long ago, he accommodated a couch surfer in his home, highlighting what he thinks is a mismatch between the housing system and the needs of young adults.
The housing system is not built to provide, just provide automatically young adults housing. It just doesn't feel like we'll ever be able to afford to stay in the communities that we have called home.
With personal experiences ranging from his family's eviction to financial challenges in applying for apartments and dealing with a diminished credit score while newly living on his own, public service seemed his logical next move. Fletcher is now running for state representative in District 3. His primary goal is to combat housing instability among young people and communities. Despite facing challenges, Fletcher is determined to bring improvements.
We have solutions that we can push on for our state in order to make housing more affordable for young people, right? Like expanding home ownership programs, grants for us, expanding vouchers for young people so that they could be able to afford to pay the rent.
If Fletcher has his way, zoning policies will be changed to allow multiple unrelated residents to live in apartments. Mitigation programs will provide landlords with an incentive and added security to work with any tenant receiving public rent assistance. He says that expanding transitional housing and programs to offer affordable homes can help address exclusionary zoning and foster racial equity in housing. These measures provide immediate relief and break down barriers for low and moderate income households. In fact, the Lifeline program at West End Neighborhood House in Wilmington has aided 114 young adults in the 2023 fiscal year. Fletcher emphasizes that this is just a starting point for Delaware to improve services for its unhoused youth. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.